Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Gabon for an update, and it's the Mayor, Kevin Beattie. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, I think we'll start with Gabon and vaccination rates. It's going exceptionally well.
Yeah, mate, it is going very, very well indeed. And a shout out to all the Gabon community for going out there and getting vaccinated. And those that haven't, please look into it and get vaccinated. But yeah, we had the ADS clinics in the last fortnight over at Canoundra and Yugara, which was well attended, and got our rates well and shortly up there. And we still continue to have people visiting the pharmacies and the other providers of the vaccine regularly, so that's great. And the stats that are coming out indicate we're just slightly behind Orange and Blaney areas, but we're up there on the state average, so it's great.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course, you know, that second round of jabs, when they come back, either through the ADF or when you're scheduled to get one, we've got to make sure we get them all in our arms, because it's when we hit that 70% that Gladys will let us relax a bit, and when we hit 80%, who knows, we might even be able to get back to a bit of normality.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And a key point there, you mentioned that, you know, there has been reports of people not turning up for their second vaccine. So that's important, not only to get those stats up, but it's important for the people themselves to make sure they're vaccinated and protecting themselves, their family and the community.
Yeah, indeed, you're right. All right, let's talk about having your say about the future of Gabon. This opportunity exists at the moment.
Yeah, exactly, Neil. Very, very important subject here is the Gabon Community Strategic Plan. So it's important for the community to have their say in the future of Gabon and where we're heading. So, look, we normally would go out into the community for a consultation at different locations across the Shire. However, look, due to the COVID restrictions that we are currently in, the first round of the community consultation sessions will be taking place online, and that's what we live these days, online meetings and so on. So unfortunately, it has to be online. So it's simply, look, it's very important. We want people to have their say. Simply just go to the website, and the meetings will start on the 11th of October. So go to Council's website, as I said, and click on Community Strategic Plan. And from the side menu on that area online, you can select the meeting that best suits your needs. So, look, please, I encourage everybody to have a look at it and get interested in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And 2022, it's nearly here, and the Inquisitive Art Prize is open.
Yeah, the Inquisitive Art Prize is now in its third year. Look, it aims to foster a sense of identity, pride and place in Gabon. So whilst encouraging that, it showcases the high calibre of the talent in the region. Over the last 2 years, we've had some magnificent artworks. With last year's winner, Amanda Holman Storm, going over Mount Canopus, currently on display in Council's offices. So it's up and running again. So that prize is the third year is opening for 2022. So as you said, it won't be long, so get that brushes out and get that painting started. So entries will close on the 1st of April 2022.
All right. And mate, just finally, back to COVID. We've done a really good job so far in our community supporting local businesses. And look, I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now. We just got to keep heads down and keep doing the right thing.
Yeah, look, absolutely, mate, and really acknowledge the fact that a lot of our businesses are really suffering, and you know, a big shout out to them. They're really trying hard through this COVID period with the lockdowns, and you know, and the community itself. You know, I know a lot of people are going out there and buying their takeaways when they really don't have to, but it's supporting the local businesses, so it's fantastic. And look, as you said, the light is at the end of the tunnel, and we've just got to get through these next few weeks, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with the Mayor of Gabon. It's Kevin Beattie. Thank you, mate. Take care. Talk soon.
Thanks, Neil.